From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. A Missouri appeals court will not hear a man's case regarding the dismissal of his affidavit claiming Ferguson officer Darren Wilson assaulted Michael Brown before fatally shooting him. The Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District dismissed Cleve Millett's case today, where Millett claimed a lower court wrongly threw out his affidavit. Millett claimed Wilson grabbed Brown's shirt and hit Brown's friend with his vehicle door before fatally shooting Brown in August of 2014. A grand jury chose not to indict Wilson. Millett said the St. Louis Circuit Court violated his rights by dismissing his affidavit without a hearing. However, the appeals court panel said only prosecutors and grand juries can decide whether to prosecute, and not individual citizens such as Millett. According to online court records, Millett lives in Forest Park, Georgia, and does not have an attorney. Students at Hillsborough High School are starting conflicting protests over an effort by a transgender student to use the girls' bathroom. Lila Perry said she wants to be treated like other female students and told school administrators that she wasn't happy with using a unisex faculty bathroom on campus. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that some students opposed to the 17-year-old's decision walked out of campus in protest yesterday. The school's Gay Straight Alliance and other supporters held their own protest to show their support for Perry. Superintendent Aaron D. Corman declined to comment on the matter, but gave a written statement saying the district respects the rights of all students. The Missouri Department of Transportation reports an increase in bridges in critical condition across the state of Missouri. KBIA's Rodney Davis takes a look at the issue.
Despite undergoing one of the most thorough bridge maintenance programs in Missouri's history just 2.5 years ago, the number of critical condition bridges has risen to 641 in 2015, 50 more than last year. MoDOT Boone County Area Engineer Mike Shubb explains how the department's revenue is not keeping up with the cost of maintenance.
When I started working 20 years ago, we figured it cost around $20,000 per mile to put a 1-inch overlay of asphalt on a typical 20-foot wide roadway. Well, that dollar amount is now $55,000 to $60,000. So asphalt's tripled. Everything is going up except for our fuel tax, which is how our road system is funded.
A bridge in critical condition is still safe for traffic, but requires extra inspections. However, it can be on the verge of having to be closed down. MoDOT currently has 4 bridges that are closed down due to problems. For KBIA News, I'm Rodney Davis.
A Missouri man sentenced to life in prison for marijuana charges has been released after spending 2 decades behind bars. Jeff Mazansky walked out of the Jefferson City Correctional Center this morning. Mazansky had been convicted of 3 separate marijuana-related charges between 1984 and 1996, and Missouri law at the time called for a sentence of life in prison without parole. Governor Jay Nixon commuted Mazansky's sentence in May, making him eligible for parole. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.